This is KTOO's Juneau Afternoon. I'm today's host, Scott Burton. Our first guests are here as part of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's lecture series on culturally responsive education. Tomorrow's talk is titled Culturally Responsive Curriculum from Governance to Classroom. Giving that talk is Peggy Cowan, education consultant, former superintendent in the Juneau School District and North Slope School District. Peggy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
And also Phyllis Carlson, Deputy Education Director at SHI and Education Program Manager of Through the Cultural Lens. Phyllis, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. And thank you, KTOO, for hosting this today.
It's so nice to have you here. Last time, you and I, we got disconnected at the beginning of our interview, and I didn't have a chance to have you properly introduce yourself and tell us about who you are and what you do at SHI.
Well, I think you've covered some of it. I am Phyllis Carlson, and I am the program director for the Through the Cultural Lens at the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's education department. And the project is funded by the U.S. Department of Education under the Alaska Native Education Program, and has been in our community for about 6 to 7 years. Initially, it was focusing on secondary teachers, and currently we're doing a seminar series for elementary school teachers. So we've just begun that series of seminars. And as part of that work, we've learned that the community has a lot of interest in learning more about some of the issues that we talk about with our educators. So we came up with this lecture series to share with the public. And it is featured for the month of September, started on September 1st. I think each of the Tuesdays, with the exception of Dan Monteith, who did a Friday lecture on the 11th. And these lectures are hosted at the Sea Alaska Heritage Clam House. They're recorded live on YouTube from noon to one. And folks can watch and call in their questions to the presenters. So it's an interactive opportunity at the same time.
All right. Informative. And it is free. So this is tomorrow, Tuesday, from noon to 1 p.m. And people can watch this on Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's YouTube channel. It's free, of course, to the public, right? And Peggy Cowan, again, educational consultant, former superintendent in the Juneau School District and North Slope School District. The title of your talk is Culturally Responsive Curriculum from Governance to Classroom. Where did this title come from, if I may ask?
Looking at a systemic approach to culturally responsive instruction, and the other Sken George kicked us off with a wonderful example of what a teacher is doing, has done, in a classroom and in a program wherever she's been. The approach that the story I'm trying to tell is, if you want every student in every classroom to have a culturally responsive instruction and not depend on having a Tlingit teacher or a teacher, who embraces this, but if you want to make it system-wide, some approaches that to help with that, because we want it to penetrate and not just sort of be the luck of the draw of what teachers you have. And so mine is, as I said, more systemic, less, classroom-based, but I'll be talking about, and it's, at its base, huge on partnerships. So the one partnership was within the district. So I'm going to be telling a story primarily of the work that I have done and did in the past with the North Slope Borough School District. And Phyllis, at the time, was working with the Alaska Department of Education, and a team came up to visit, and she got to see some of the work and liked it. And so I guess that's why, invited me. And so I'm gonna try to talk about some of the lessons learned there. But again, key to it are partnerships. We had the curriculum department brought academic standards, and the Inupiat Education Department brought cultural understandings, and they teamed together, and the teachers worked on units. And the sort of hallmark of this is we were teaching lessons that were both teaching to the academic standards, you know, the science, the math, the language art standards that were specified by the state, but also to the cultural standards. And so on that regard, the partnership with the community was huge, because we had, in order for teachers to teach to standards, especially since most of the teachers aren't from the area and to the culture, they had to have it articulated. And the backbone of this work was really, and still is, what's called the Inupiat Learning Framework. And it is a framework that answers the two questions: what knowledge needs to be acquired to truly live as a healthy Inupiat? And what does a well-rounded, well-grounded 18-year-old Inupiat look like? And so in the North Slope, the community, we turn to the culture bearers, primarily elders, but also young people. And they worked with the district to articulate this framework of understandings. And the framework is designed into different realms, and then the realms have core themes, and then the core themes underneath those are performance expectations, which are akin to a science standard or a math standard or whatever. And so the teachers could have those articulated and teach to both of them.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. May I ask, what were some challenges that you faced introducing the Inupiaq learning framework when you were up there as an educator and as the superintendent?
One of them is that the teachers, as I mentioned, on the north, the majority of the students are Inupiat on the North Slope, but the teachers are majority not Inupiat, and they're majority mostly from outside, and so they were at first reluctant because it was like, our job is not to teach the culture. And what we had to explain to them and help them with and do a lot of professional development and teaching on is that you are not teaching, you're not teaching about the culture, you're teaching through the culture. So the culture is in the lessons, they're locally relevant, you use local examples, you you know, have this document called the Inupiat Learning Framework that articulates these things, and then you're teaching the academic standards through those themes and through those topics, and in, you know, including those understandings. But you know, as a person from Nevada or Pennsylvania, you're right. You can't, you know, we're not asking you to teach the culture, but we're asking you to teach. So that was a huge thing. Another thing is that the teacher turnover on the North Slope and in many rural villages, I mean, communities, is high, and it averaged 20%. But I think the year I went there, it was 40%. So 40% of the teachers were new. And so if you, you know, get a whole bunch of, you work through the fears and you work through it and you do the professional development and you teach, they still need to know about the area they are, and they need to know about the culture and be, you know, understanding, and you do that, and then 20 to 40% leave, you know what I mean? Then you got to both try to move the returning ones forward at the same time to bring the new ones up, new teachers up to speed.
If you're just tuning in, that's the voice of Peggy Cowan. She's speaking tomorrow as part of Sealaska Heritage Institute Lecture Series on Cultural Responsive Education. The title of the talk is Culturally Responsive Curriculum from Governance to Classroom. It's from noon to one on Sealaska Heritage Institute's YouTube channel. And we'll save, I guess, most of this for tomorrow, Peggy, and not to give anything away, but the flip side of that challenge question, what was sort of maybe one of the most fulfilling anecdotes or something fulfilling about your time there that you can share with us quickly?
The ability and the willingness of the community to engage with the school, where and many of them had negative experiences themselves, and to share and to contribute and to articulate these understandings and performance expectations, and to design this Wupiat learning framework. And the other key feature was the school board was very supportive and behind it, and came up with a vision. Actually, let me whip through here. When I got there, the mission of the school district was something akin to have some huge percentage of the kids be successful on the state test. It was important, but it wasn't significant. And the new mission was that learning in our schools is rooted in the values, history, and language of the Inupiat. Students develop the academic and cultural skills and knowledge to be critical and creative thinkers, able to adapt in a changing environment and world, active, responsible, contributing members of their communities, and confident, healthy young adults able to envision, plan, and take control of their destiny. So it really resonated with the local culture. It resonated with a sense of self-determination, which is a value on the North Slope, and it switched from being do well on test scores to be we want our students to be significant human beings, and the embracing of that was just wonderful.
All right, again, that's Peggy Cowan. She's speaking tomorrow from noon to one as part of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's lecture series on culturally responsive education. Phyllis Carlson, I would say I'll see you there, but I probably won't see you there because we'll be watching via YouTube. I guess we should point out that people can ask questions in the YouTube chat. Will that still be an option tomorrow?
Yes, Scott, and thank you for bringing that up. They will have the opportunity to submit their questions in chat, and I will monitor those and share those with Peggy for the amount of time we have at the end for her to answer. I'd also like to remind folks that coming up on the horizon on the 29th is our last lecture series, which will feature Ernestine Haynes, and her topic will be crafting change.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. I appreciate you being on the show, Phyllis Carlson, Peggy Cowan. See them tomorrow, especially Peggy, from noon to one, as part of the lecture series. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add?
Just that it is very much an education talk, but because this is part of a series on and I'm an education geek and and into policy and those things, that's me. But because of being part of this series, I also am trying to talk directly to the community members and make recommendations and observations about what was successful about the community partnerships and community involvement as well.
All right. Thanks again, Peggy. Thanks, Phyllis. Take
and
care.
If I could, oh, yeah, if I could just finally, one more thing to share for me is that our goal in this, ours as Sea Alaska Heritage, is to expand the public's awareness of some of these educational perspectives from the Native community and in education. So thank you again to K2 and you, Scott, for hosting this.
All right. Noon to one tomorrow on SHI's YouTube channel. Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.